Students at Chapel Hill Harbor City Schools are organizing a campaign. It's ongoing now. It's called Driving is Exhausting. And they're trying to raise awareness of the links between our transportation choices and climate change, not to mention respiratory health, which can be impacted as well. We're joined in the studio by a bunch of special guests joining us on the microphone. We have Hazel Grine, who's an eighth grader at Phillips Middle School. Ryan Johnson, also an eighth grader at Phillips. And Malia Ward, who is a ninth grader at East Chapel Hill High School. Malia, Ryan, Hazel, thank you so much for being with us today. Awesome.
Yeah, of course.
So how did the campaign get started? How did all of this come together?
So we started it in response, specifically the Driving is Exhausting campaign. These government signs being posted in car circles around schools asking drivers to stop idling. They say, turn off your engine, kids breathe here. You might have seen them around town.
Mm-hmm.
And these signs were put up by leaders in Orange County and with CHCCS. And we didn't think drivers would actually pay attention to those signs, or if they saw them, they might not really be bothered. So we thought if we provided drivers with some really good reasons to stop idling and we made it more of a campaign, they would be more likely to stop. Habits are super hard to change, so our campaign actually includes resources to help people take action together. We have a website, www.drivingisexhausting.com, and there's a toolkit you can download on the website as well as other information you can get.
So what was it about this particular issue that got you motivated to act?
Do you guys want to say?
I think it's just that it's a lot of it is like affecting our health. Like, you know, cars produce toxic tailpipe emissions, like right at the level where kids breathe, and that's really bad for us, and it can actually make our asthma worse. So I think it was just wanting to help the environment and, you know, focus on our health.
What are some of the behaviors that people can change in order to make this situation better? I know we're talking about idling, and that is my big pet peeve. Like, I walk across the parking lot here at University Place, and between here and the parking lot, I always pass three or four cars that are just sitting there with the engine running and not going anywhere. What else can people do?
Well, I think maybe instead of driving, like you said, you can walk or maybe take public transit, bike definitely. Just ways that kind of move away from sitting in your car.
Mm-hmm.
Adding on to that, if you're actually idling for more than 10 seconds, just stop idling. If it's that extended of like a period of time, then you can probably stop idling for a while.
Yeah, I think so. Speaking with Hazel Grine, you just heard her. Malia Ward, you just heard her. And Ryan Johnson, also from Phillips East and Phillips, respectively. And again, it's part of a much, much larger initiative at Chapel Hill Harbor City Schools called Driving is Exhausting. And Hazel mentioned the website, drivingisexhausting.com. You can go there and get more information. So I think you said some details about this already, but the actual initiative that's ongoing now, what does it entail? What activities and campaigns are you running, and what will people see if they're out and about?
Well, actually, a few nights ago, Mary and I were driving around town, and we were putting up signs. You might have seen them. They mm-hmm. say stuff like, stop idling, it impacts our health, something along those lines. And then there's also the Driving is Exhausting logo and our website. So we put them up mainly around car circles where parents are most likely to idle and where a lot of students are. Additionally, we're going on the radio to help raise awareness.
What response have you gotten from people so far?
Well, we do have a pledge online that is linked on our website
mm-hmm.
that people can go to, and they can sign the pledge saying that they will stop idling when they can.
How many people have?
We have not checked our numbers
okay.
yet.
Awesome. So for people who are listening out there and who want to take action, they want to change their behaviors, or they want to get involved with your campaign and help out, what can they do? Where can they go?
Well, again, you can visit our website and download the toolkit. You can sign pledges. The main people who are trying to get to do that, just like general drivers,
mm-hmm.
parents, also bus drivers, public transit, and school buses alike. And finally, delivery truck drivers, like when you're doing a delivery, often you'll leave the truck running.
Oh, yeah.
So we're just trying to get as many people to sign the pledge as possible, and this is all about getting people to stop idling and choose alternate forms of transport.
Yep, absolutely. Again, speaking with Hazel Malia, Ryan, other things that people need to know about the campaign or about the initiative that we haven't been able to touch on so far yet?
We do have a Instagram account. I think it's Driving is Exhausting. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
At Driving is Exhausting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We do have an Instagram account where we post things that give more information about our campaign and about why idling is so, like, bad.
Yeah. How many students are involved in this?
We've seen a lot of action so far. Our numbers are in, like, the 20s and 30s.
Awesome.
And we're getting a lot more people who aren't directly involved to help out, and we're getting people to sign the pledge. Ryan, would you like to say stuff about, like, the things you're doing with the bus drivers?
So we're starting a pledge to go out and talk to bus drivers about idling. We're planning to go out and just speak to them, get them to sign the pledge, and just raise more awareness about what they're doing and mm-hmm. how they can better help the environment and our health.
And this is something that, like, town folks and county officials are in on as well, right?
Yes.
They're helping you out as you're leading this campaign, right?
Yes.
What are some of the things that they're doing or that they've said?
They're helping to provide funding for, like, the signs we have around town. They're very nice signs. And they've provided us with those signs. We're getting t-shirts. And they're really helping us with the website and stuff.
Awesome. And we got to wrap up here in a second. How long is the initiative going to go on? How long are the signs going to be out?
As long as it needs to. Obviously,
yep.
This isn't a problem that can be solved overnight, but we're trying our best.
Awesome. Again, the signs are cool. The website is also cool, so go there and check it out. DrivingIsExhausting.com is the website. Go there, find out more information, learn how you can get involved, take the pledge, download the toolkit, and get a lot more information as well. And look out on the roads for that sign, for those signs, and watch out in the community for this initiative. It's going to be ongoing. Hazel Grine, Malia Ward, Ryan Johnson, thank you so much for being with us today and for all you're doing.
Mm-hmm. No problem.
Thank you.